We have the Deadly Aunties, Sherry and Stephanie. You are on tour, and it's called the Reconciliation Tour. You are putting this silly in reconciliation, which I didn't think could ever be done. So can you please explain?
I think the biggest thing with us is just inviting our non-Indigenous allies and people to come out, because humor and laughter, it's a universal language. And a lot of times people think, like, when we say the Deadly Aunties, that it's very specific to Indigenous comedy. And although we're, you know, hilarious and deadly Indigenous women, and sometimes, you know, like, we've had an audience where it was like all women, all aunties. And we're like, it's amazing.
Yeah.
And the laughter was beautiful, but also, like, bring a couple uncles, you know what I'm saying? Bring a couple cousins and elders, and, you know, let's share the laughter with everyone. So that was the idea with the name of putting the silly in reconciliation, is inviting, you know, and sharing the space with our non-Indigenous relatives out there and our allies and settlers, and, like, come out and have some laughs with some natives.
It's definitely a great opportunity to just learn from other cultures and, you know, think about things and unlearn some things. It's been such a great adventure so far.
You both bring such powerful voices to the stage. And what can people expect from the Deadly Aunties when they show up to one of your shows?
Big laughters.
Yes.
And you know what? We talk about all kinds of things. It's kind of like, you know, when you see your auntie sitting around a table having some tea and, you know, beating or, you know, doing whatever aunties do. And they have those real intense conversations about life.
Mm-hmm.
That's us, but we're on stage.
And you're making people laugh.
Amazing. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We get to talk about all the things, about being an Indigenous woman to just being an Indigenous person in Canada and what that's like. And let's explore it through a hilarious, comedic Indigenous lens.
We don't pick on people. I just want to put that out there, because a lot of times people think that, you know, they're scared to sit in the front row. And, like, we don't pick on people unless they make themselves very available for us to pick on them. Like, you know, not turning their phone off and then answering a phone call in the middle of our set, you know, something like that. Then they're doing it to themselves. But we make people laugh real deadly.
Yes, absolutely.
Sounds like the Deadly Aunties are on the road a lot. Do you have a tour bus yet?
Okay, we do have a tour bus. It's just not on the road yet. We are looking to paint it pink, because pink is one of our favorite colors.
Nice.
And then we have a name for it that we'll share if people come to our show. I don't think it's appropriate for on air, but...
That's a cliffhanger.
Yeah,
come to the show.
Then you'll find out the name of our bus. We're hoping to have it on the road by the end of the summer, so that way everybody can see a Deadly Auntie pink bus driving around with some Deadly Aunties in it.
I need a picture in front of that bus, boy.
Yeah.
Right?
So good.
I know. We're hoping to bring it to all the reses and urban reses. Oh, it's going to be amazing.
I already can tell. We're going to laugh a lot when we go see your show. Thank you for putting the silly back in reconciliation. You got to check out the Deadly Aunties coming to a city near you.
Awesome. Hope to see you all there. Take care, everybody.